Hey guys, so it's me again. My name is Lauren Peterson, and this is the Daily UI UX Inspirational. Sounds like a mouthful, but yes, it is what it is. Okay, so in this episode, I will delve further into what a motif is. I was almost cracking up. Because I always say it, and I try to say it as like quickly and as like fitting into that introduction as possible. Yes, it's the Daily UI UX Inspirationals podcast, and in this episode, we are going to get into details as to what a motif is. I already said it, and. Yeah, what a motif is the key inspiration, the key object of inspiration that you will kind of spawn all ideas and design resources from. So it's a very powerful thing. It's a very, very small word, but very, like, got superpowers as to what it can do if you choose right and you pay close attention. So, for what you can choose for a motif, like I mentioned earlier within the previous podcast, that you can choose a leaf, you can choose an orchard, you can choose a whole village for your motif. You can use the beach scene. Maybe you live in somewhere like Florida, Miami, got an amazing scene, or on the other side, you can look at the sunset from the west coast, from the San Francisco Bay Area. You can use the sunset seen from there, with all the shades of from red, orange, yellow, and into the skies. As it gets into the skies, you notice that kind of blending between blue and that goldish color. You get something like violet, purple. It's beautiful when you have something like that. You can use that as your motif, and it's been used in the web. It's been used on the web for generating color palettes. A lot of people do this, but don't use the word motif. Let's tell you that you're using a picture. You pick colors from the picture, but actually what you're using that, what you're doing is picking a photograph and using that as your motif. In a real world, in the world of crafts design, you might be picking a real object and using that as your motif, or you might be picking a real world object and modeling it inside a 3D like software, and that real world object that you've picked, maybe mentally, yeah, if you can't have the physical object, then you're imagining that object in your mind, and the object that you are imagining is the motif. All right. I would like to know what you think about what ideas or like what objects will you want to pick for a motif for your next design. You can also DM that to me, and we talk about it. If it's interesting, I will include that in the next podcast to talk about what you picked and how. It could be enhanced, or an instance where it really thrives or is really glorious to use such a motif in your design. All right, my name is Humphrey Peterson, and if you've been listening to the design, the Daily UI UX Inspirational podcast. You've been listening to my podcast. You will find that it littered all around the web, and I didn't expect it to be that littered, because there are podcast episodes that I had taken out for reasons that I felt they were inadequate. Yeah, and over the next next months or period of time ahead in time, I'll be also working towards filling it up, any missing episode with very relevant and helpful, useful episodes. That is what my hope and aspirations for this podcast are. So if you do find any blemish, you find anything, you can comment, you can criticize this podcast by also DM me or sending me messages on my Twitter and on anchor.fm. Yes, I do take criticisms, and I do like to listen to what you think, you listener of this podcast. I've noticed you come around. Yeah, so everyone listening, you're as included in here as you want to think. You're welcome, your suggestions are welcome, and I will listen and work on that when I hear from you. Until then, it's bye-bye, and this has been the Daily UR UX Inspirational Podcast. Catch you again. Stay blessed.